Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. An awful story out of New Jersey today, where the body of a 10-year-old boy has been recovered from the Passaic River, and a 10-year-old girl is still missing.
State police boats equipped with sonar, with drones overhead, trying to locate the body of this 10-year-old girl. The 11-year-old girl who survived last night's tragedy because of her 10-year-old brother's courageous final act, according to Mayor Hector Lara.
His very last act was potentially saving his big sister's life without even knowing. So whether angels were guiding that, God, but his last act before he went under was to push his sister into a direction where she found the rocks and she was able to climb up.
Laura says they'll search the entire length of the Passaic as long as they have to recover the body of this young girl. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Passaic.
Police are asking for your help finding the person who assaulted an 81-year-old man in the Bronx. This happened on Tuesday night, just after 7 p.m. The suspect got into some kind of dispute with the 81-year-old in front of a Chinese restaurant on East 149th Street. The suspect then suddenly shoved the 81-year-old man to the ground. The man suffered a head contusion and other bruising and scratching as a result. The suspect fled the scene. The 81-year-old was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. But police are asking anyone with any information to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. It's officially Shark Week, and our Mary Lynn Buckley is out learning from the NYPD how they keep an eye out for sharks at our city beaches.
It's Shark Week on TV, but on your screens isn't the only place we're tracking sharks. The NYPD will have drones in the sky and showing us exactly how they keep a lookout to keep our beaches safe. Here at Rockaway Beach, there have been several shark sightings this season. And the NYPD says with the help of lifeguards patrolling on the sand, they can keep a bird's eye view in the sky. And if they do spot sharks from above, they can give beachgoers extra time to get out of the water. The drones are monitoring beaches all over the city, but here at Rockaway Beach specifically, shark sightings are up this time of year. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Rockaway Beach.
Flushing Meadows Park in Queens is getting a glow up. Queensboro President Donovan Richards announcing that he's dedicating $17 million to the park, which is the largest in Queens. The money will help overhaul a historic playground, the Playground for All Children near 111th Street in Corona, among other projects. He's also announcing the launch of a task force to keep a closer eye on the private events that utilize the park. On Long Island, a 23-year-old has pleaded guilty to selling the THC gummies that hospitalized a dozen William Floyd middle schoolers.
A dozen students at William Floyd Middle School had to be rushed to the hospital after the Suffolk County DA says they were sickened with THC gummies. 23-year-old Wilmer Garcia pleaded guilty to selling the gummies to the students in March of 2025. Garcia is now set to be sentenced to 2 years in prison. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
And police are asking for help finding the person who mugged a 71-year-old man in front of a medical building in Brooklyn. This happened last Sunday about 6 p.m. Cops say the 71-year-old was getting into his car when he was approached by someone from behind. That person then pulled out a gun and demanded the man's wallet and watch. Well, he grabbed those two items and $350 from the man and then fled the scene. Police are asking anyone with any information about him to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. And police in Brooklyn are looking for the suspect in yet another necklace snatching. This one happened Saturday morning in the Homecrest section. Authorities say the 79-year-old victim was walking on East 14th Street in Brooklyn when a suspect on a bicycle approached her from behind and grabbed her necklace before riding off. No one was hurt, but you can see the suspect on all our 1010 Winds social media pages, and anyone with any information about him is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Again, 800-577-TIPS. Some New Yorkers say they're having trouble with their Omni cards on the subways. They say they're being charged for transfers that should be free, and not getting the unlimited rides the MTA promised.
You're supposed to get a free transfer from subway to bus and vice versa if you make that second trip within 2 hours and pay by the same method.
We're getting kicked off the bus. We went on the train. And we don't get transfers on the bus.
Rhiannon Murphy recorded her encounter with MTA police recently on a bus in the Bronx, saying she was not given a transfer after taking the subway.
Another day walking up the hill, another day ripped off.
MTA Chairman Jan Oliber says they're working on adding technology to let people know when they have that transfer.
Anybody who has a problem with how they think they're being charged or mischarged, just bring it to us.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Tenants in the East Village are rallying today, demanding a better response from the city after an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease at their affordable housing complex. There are two confirmed cases of Legionnaire's at the building. After the building's water tested positive for the bacteria, tenants say they haven't been able to shower for 2 months and they want answers. City Councilman Harvey Epstein tells 1010 Winds the city health department has not answered many of their questions and has even accused the tenants of lying.
They have responded periodically by saying we're not telling the truth, or the tenants are not telling the truth. And that's been really disconcerting. So we really want the city to be a partner here. And unfortunately, we need a restart here to figure out how we can all work together.
In addition to the two confirmed cases of Legionnaires in the building, Epstein says a third case was reported to his office.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.